name and military supply.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms joining in this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day and the family makes it special for you. And if any of you have forgotten, it is Mother's Day and you are in trouble. You better head down to the drugstores when they open this morning and pick up a card and give her a call. Remember, today is the busiest day for restaurants. The busiest of the entire year is Mother's Day. My dad was a chef, and on Mother's Day, we never saw him. He left early and came home late. It's just that busy of a day for the restaurants, and it's also the busiest day for the phone company. There are more phone calls made today than any other day of the year. And so some of you may end up getting some busy circuits. Just letting you know, keeping you in tune to what's happening out there. And if we can help you, you know the number, 800-259-9231. Also this morning, we've got a lot of great things for you. We're going to be talking about roses for mom. Ken Kukurowski is going to join us about 7 o'clock and talk about the cotton and what you should be doing for the cotton at this time of the year and how to get ready. And Ashton Ritchie is going to join us at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk about the lawn, what we should be doing there. And for those of you that are new gardeners, or maybe you're a little bit mature gardener, and you're not quite sure what kind of light is in that particular area, there's a new product that you can put in your garden, and it will tell you how much sunlight you're actually getting. That way you can put the right shrub or the right perennial in that location. They'll be at 9. And then we have all kinds of gardening tips for you. Things are beginning to happen much, much faster this year than normal. And Dawn and I were just discussing that. It's been a lot warmer than normal. And you're seeing that your trees are all in bloom right now, or some of them have already finished. So it's been a very, very early season. Hopefully the weather will continue and we won't get any frost in the meantime. But still, you know, think, it's only the middle of May. If you live on Cape Cod South, you know, then you can start thinking about doing a lot of the planting. But if you're north of Boston, and, you know, you're in a colder climate, you got to be careful for things like tomatoes and peppers and squash and cucumbers and patience and all of your annuals. For the most part, you just got to be careful. It's still a little bit early. So if you have any questions, you give us a call. We'll work together to try and solve those problems. And I want to tell you a little bit about our trip to Croatia. What a beautiful country. If any of you have the opportunity to travel there, go. We were in Croatia and Slovenia. And both those countries were part of Yugoslavia in the days of Tito during the Second World War. And Yugoslavia fell apart with Tito's passing. And now five countries that were now one are back to their own individual country. But it's beautiful. It was amazing traveling through the countryside. A lot of wild-growing wisteria every place. And Croatia and Slovenia are very mountainous, but there are flat areas also for agriculture. But wild wisteria every place, no matter, you could be in the middle of nowheres, and wisteria would be in bloom. And the tree that really surprised me was the golden chain. And the golden chain looks similar to the wisteria, except that it's a tree, not a vine. The flowers look like the wisteria blossoms, like a cluster of grapes, but bright yellow. And the tree has a lime green bark and shiny. So you get this beautiful lime green trunk with these gorgeous cascading like bunches of yellow grapes, anywhere from 6 to 12 inches in length, growing wild on the side of the road and into the forest. Really, really beautiful. And wherever they had soil, they had gorgeous soil. They had three different regions, which was really kind of neat to see. And our tour guide was telling us the first area we were in, the soils were called black. And they were black. And then the second area we traveled to, the soils were more on the brown to tan coloration. And then the third region had a lot of gray-looking soil, very unusual, but a real gray-looking. And both of these countries, Slovenia and Croatia, are known for grapes. That's one of their major crops, and there were grapes at everybody's house. Everybody grew their own grapes. A lot of dairy, a lot of farming. But grapes, I think, was probably the number one crop for both of these countries, both for eating, for table wines, juices. But it was really a pretty country, and we had a great time traveling with friends of the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we hope in the future that we can talk to you into coming. We are putting together a tour for next May. And some of you may like this. We're going to go to Ireland. But this is going to be a very different trip to Ireland. It's going to be garden tour. And we've hired a company that's looking into it for us right now. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be in May when their gardens and trees are all in full bloom. And it will be not just gardens, but it'll be visiting the various cities in Ireland, some landmarks, some castles, and even having a medieval meal in a castle one night. So we're working on that, and as the information becomes available, we'll let you know. But that's going to be a great, great time. Now, this time of the year, one of the things that you have to be aware of is the Japanese beetles are getting active. And, I mean, they are getting very active. The raccoons and the skunks are digging every place and have had quite a few emails that the lawns are getting ripped. That means that they are waking up. They're getting active. And they're getting ready to come out of the ground, which is going to be usually around the 4th of July. Now, in the past, we've had a couple ways to get rid of them, using chemicals like Grub-X, which is very good. You put it down, or a lawn insect control, you put it down, and it works all season. The biggest product is called All Season Long. You put it down now, and it will kill the grubs that are in the ground now. And then during July, August, when the beetles are mating and laying eggs, the product is there, and it will take care of them. Now, those of you that want to stay more natural without the use of chemicals, the St. Gabriel, which is called Milky Spore Disease, and this is a real good product. It's something that it takes several years to establish in your yard. You need to apply it spring and fall for basically 3 years. But after 3 years, these spores, there are enough of them in your ground that it will make your yard grub-free for 20 years. So it may cost you a little bit more in the beginning, but in the long run, it's a lot cheaper because for the following 20 years, nothing has to be applied. Now, there's a new product. If you don't want to use a milky spore, there is a nematode. And a nematode is a microscopic worm. And up until the last couple of years, it was very difficult to find. The problem with the nematodes is when they were put in a container, they had to be used very, very quickly. Otherwise, they went dormant and they died. Well, there's a Canadian company called Environmental Factor, and they have developed some Canadian varieties that are much, much, much hardier. And what you do with these nematodes, they come in a container. You put them in a bottle sprayer that you attach to your hose, that you would, apply insecticide to your flowers or vegetable garden. Just a general purpose bottle sprayer. You put them in there, follow the recommendations, and you spray these nematodes in your lawn. And these nematodes will kill anything that's in your lawn, grub-wise, for the entire season. So if you put it down now, it will work right up until the ground freezes. It does have to be applied every year, but it's totally organic, totally natural. So if you get a chance, check out the website for Environmental Factor, and it's nematodes, and it's wonderful and safe for everything. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted Organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens, help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works. Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all of you moms listening in this morning. We hope you have a very, very special day. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Have you gotten anything for your mom yet?
I am currently in the process of creating a card for her. I think I will order some flowers for her as well, and, you know, just treat her like you should treat a mom on Mother's Day, you know, the usual.
Exactly. You better not forget.
No. Haven't forgotten.
Who do we have up first this morning, Don?
This is Maria from Maine, who has a question about a weeping willow.
Okay. Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Mr. Parent. I have a weeping willow that we planted in our yard about 3 years ago. It's grown tall enough, but it looks very skimpy, and I'm wondering if I should be fertilizing it and with what. And the next question is, we have a 150-year-old maple tree that has two holes in it, and we know we have to dig out the old dead part and treat it with something and then fill it. And those are my two questions.
Okay. On your cavity in the weeping willow, in the maple, just dig out as much as you can, okay? And then, you know, clean it up, just like going to the dentist. They try and get as much of the rot out of the tooth as possible. And it's going to be difficult because it's not going to create rot in the uniform. Some of it's going to go deep into the trunk, and you're not going to be able to get all of it. There's just no way possible. The main thing that you need to do is, after you've cleaned what you can, scoop it out, is get some ready-mix concrete, and then just shovel it into the hole, fill it, and then give yourself a nice smooth surface, okay? And let it harden. Then what I want you to do is get some clear caulking that says for outside use. And where the cement and the cavity of the tree is, there's going to be a little crack in there. And that's where the moisture can get back into that cavity. So you're going to just put a little bead all the way around the edges where the cement and the tree meet on the outside. Take a finger and push it in and make it nice and smooth, and that will make a nice tight seal to keep the moisture out. As the tree heals, it will create tissue that will roll right on top of the cement and grow right over it. And, you know, if the tree is strong enough, then it will even hide it. But the main thing is you fill it and then you seal it. And that will make a big, big difference on the quality of that tree. Then what I would suggest you do is get yourself a bag of plant tone or tree tone. And your local garden center will carry either one of those two. You're going to put 1 pound of fertilizer per inch diameter of your tree. And if this is a big one, you know, you may need to buy 25 pounds or 50 pounds. And you start about 6 feet from the trunk of the tree, being that it's a big one. And you make a series of holes till you get to the drip line of the tree, which is the ends of the branches. Make a hole with a crowbar about 6 inches deep and pour like a half a handful in that hole. And you're going to make holes all the way around until you've used all that fertilizer. That's going to help a great deal for that tree. Now, your weeping willow. Weeping willow's getting tall. It's not getting thicker. Maybe it's time for you to do a little bit of selective pruning. Try and, if you can get on a ladder, maybe with a pole pruner, and cut some of those branches that are growing very, very quickly. See, on the tip of every single branch, doesn't matter what it is, the tip of that branch is dominant. That's the boss. So when it wakes up, the food is made, everything goes to the tip of the branch first. So that branch gets longer and longer and longer. When that branch is satisfied, then it feeds the buds behind it. So if you can selectively remove some of these branches that are a lot longer than others, it will force the secondary buds to break, start to grow, and it will fill out your plant a lot better. So pick up the pruners, loppers, pole pruners, cut it back by, you know, as much as 20%, 25%. But cut back some of those long branches and your tree will fill in and be a lot better for you. A phone number, 800-259-9231. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer bin, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Welcome to the Paul Trent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Before you plant your vegetable garden this year, I want you to go to your local garden center and see if they have a product called Weed Free Garden. This is an incredible product. It is a landscape fabric, plastic, that's been woven. And underneath this plastic fiber, they have built in an irrigation drip system. And you just unroll it, lay it on top of the ground. You take a box cutter, you cut a little hole in it, and you put your tomato plants or pepper plants and, you know, any kind of vegetable. And what is really kind of neat with this, at the end of the year, you roll it up and you wash it and put it in your garage, and it will last for 10 years. But you put it down now, it will preheat the ground before you plant because it's black. Because it creates this barrier, no weeds will develop in the ground. Can you imagine not having to weed? The other thing is, a lot of diseases are caused when you water the garden. Well, the water comes underneath the plastic, so that means the leaves stay dry, and you will not have diseases like we did with the tomatoes last year. And the water, you use less because the water is right where you make the slit. And again, you roll it up and it will last up to 10 years. So if you get a chance, go to your local garden center and ask them if they have any of this weed-free garden. It's absolutely incredible. Or go to my website, paulparent.com, and look under sponsors and look for weed-free garden. And just look at their website. And it's incredible. I'm doing about a third of my garden with this product this year. Less diseases, much, much faster growth, and no weeding. How about that? Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barry from Maine, who has a question about how to separate a pair of trees.
Okay. Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself, Barry?
I'm doing pretty well. I really need your direction today.
Okay.
Three years ago, a previous owner on a property I'm working on planted a lilac and a honeysuckle together.
Whoa.
The honeysuckle is up maybe 3.5 feet in full flower. It's beautiful. The lilac is up maybe 5 feet. No buds, no nothing. Okay. Do you have a suggestion how to separate them without killing them?
Is this the vine or is it the bush type?
The bush type.
The bush type. Okay. The one that would transplant the easiest would be the lilac. Now, this is what I want you to observe first. Honeysuckle will move pretty easy also. But the problem with the honeysuckle, you can't touch it now because it's in bloom, and if you dig it, you're going to lose the flowers. So you've got to think of where they're growing. Lilacs have got to have a lot of sun. So if you have a lilac plant and it's only getting 3 or 4 hours of sun and shade the rest of the day, that's why it's not blooming. The honeysuckle, on the other hand, will grow in sun or shade. So you're going to have to decide which one you want to move according to the exposure. So if it's half a day of sun and half a day of shade, take the lilac and move it. If it's getting lots of sun, then take the honeysuckle out and then take your lilac, lime it, very heavy in the spring, and then again in the fall, and then feed it to try and motivate it to bloom. But just remember, lilacs, the more sun, the better, and it has to have over a half a day to do the job. Now, shade is the determining factor on the lilac. Sun is going to play a big role, and if it's not getting enough sun, it's just not going to work for you. But the honeysuckle can grow any place. It's a really tough plant, but again, you've got to wait till the blooming cycle finishes, then get as big of a root ball as you can, replant it, and just keep it moist, and you'll be in great shape. Now, speaking of a shady location, I know a lot of you have big trees. You've planted grass. It comes up nice, and by the time you get to June, it's gone. Well, I want you to buy some grass seed on the internet this year, and I want you to go to this website called wildflowerfarm.com. Wildflowerfarm.com. Wildflower Farm sells a blend of grass seed, and it's a blend of all kinds of fescues. And fescues grow shorter. They're not as wide of a blade, but they will grow underneath a tree in full shade all day, no problem. And I've never seen a grass seed like this ever. It was developed in Canada, and it is incredible. It will grow in full sun. So if you've got an area, like along the road, that dies with the salt every year, the salt will not kill a fescue. That's how tough it is. So check out their website, wildflowerfarm.com, and look for this eco lawn. Now, the other thing that's nice about this eco lawn, it requires half the amount of water that you would put on any other lawn. So if you've got a town that puts a water ban on during June, July, and August when it's really, really hot and your grass all turns brown, you take this eco lawn grass seed, you scratch it into your existing lawn, it will fill in and it won't turn brown. It's designed for the heat, full sun, and it does unbelievable in the shade. The other thing is, and that's why a lot of godsenders don't carry it, most grass seeds, you've got to feed it, your lawn 3 to 4 times a year to keep it nice and green. The eco lawn gets fed once a year. And the absolutely best thing is you're only going to mow it maybe twice a year. So less mowing, less fertilizer, less water. Check it out. It's wildflowerfarm.com. And it's a little bit more expensive, but when you figure everything else in, it's a lot cheaper than regular grass seed. Really incredible. Don, who's up next?
This is Chris from New Hampshire, who has a question about his garden soil.
Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Before I ask my question, I wanted to give you another use for wet and forget. Yes. We have an old house, and we have a cemetery out back. The stones are 1800s, and I used the wet and forget last fall, and you should see the difference.
Really?
Yes.
It cleaned them all up.
Well, it started. They were one of them was almost black, and I couldn't even read the name on it. And then all of a sudden, with this wet and forget, it's starting to show through. I'm going to do another application this spring, and that should do it. I hope. my question is: we have a camp by the lake, and we have a garden down front, and the soil is all fibrous. And we had it dug out once and had all new dirt put in, and within a year, it was all fibrous again. Is there anything I can do?
Those are the roots from the trees coming in. And it's very, very difficult to try and stop it. I mean, the only thing that you can do is to dig it all out like you did and then build a wall around the garden in the soil with, like, tar paper. But if you've got big trees in the area, the trees will hit the tar paper, go straight down, and then come right back up again. And it's something that you're going to have to, every single year, chop it up. And if you could do it in the spring and fall with deep rototilling and cut back on the amount of fertilizer, it's coming in there because the garden's getting watered. It's coming in there because you're fertilizing. So instead of using a water-soluble fertilizer every couple of weeks like Miracle-Gro, which is great for any other garden, use an organic fertilizer that's granule that will attract less roots to your soil. So you use something from the company that makes a vegetable food, you know, like Holytone and Plantone, they have a vegetable garden. There's a new company that's come in from the West Coast called Dr. Earth, and they have a fantastic vegetable garden fertilizer. It has mycorrhizae. It has something called probiotics, which is a lot of different microbes. And you take this Dr. Earth fertilizer and put some in the hole when you plant your vegetables or flowers, working in with the soil, and to try and cut back on the amount of water, use something called soil moist. And soil moist looks like rock salt, little granules. And when it gets wet, it swells 200 times its size. it will cut your watering by a minimum of 50%. But it looks like jello, and the roots of your plants will grow into it. When it wants water, it pulls it out, but the rest of the soil around it is drier. And that's going to make it more difficult for these tree roots coming in, because they're coming into a soil that's a lot drier than normal. So that way you cut back on your watering. The soil moisture is in the hole with the Dr. Earth organic fertilizer, and that means less food is going to be available for the roots of the trees and less water with the soil moisture, and that will discourage them from coming into your garden. So I would give that a try and see what happens. I know it's going to work for you, okay? This time of the year, I mean, there's so many things to do right now. And one of the things that we're still working on the lawn is if you've got moss in your lawn, if there's moss in your grass, and that same moss is in the grass around your flower beds or around your vegetable garden, you're not going to see the moss on the soil in the vegetable garden because you're cultivating it on a regular basis, okay? You're not going to see it in the flower beds because you're cultivating it on a regular basis. But because there's moss in the grass around your gardens, that's going to tell you if the grass is mossy, mossy soil is telling you that it's acidic. So the same thing is happening in your vegetable or flower bed. So you need to put a lime product, ground lime, powdered lime, the Jonathan Green, a product that will take care of that, will sweeten the soil and slow down the growth of the moss. Now, if you've got a lot of moss, there's a new company that is called Lily Miller. And they have a moss killer that's in a bag. And you just put it in your spreader. And you just go back and forth like you do fertilizer. You want to apply it first thing in the morning when the ground is wet and the moss is wet. So just that regular morning dew. You put this moss killer on it. It sticks to the wet foliage. It will enter the moss, go down to the roots, and kill the moss, but not hurt your lawn, okay? And all the garden centers and some of the big box stores have this Lily Miller moss killer. It works wonderful. Once you kill the moss, then use the MagoCal from Jonathan Green or the powdered lime.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop two new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that, and beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
Grubs, their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now. With the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit, its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from Maine, who has a question about his blue hydrangeas.
Okay. John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. And how are you today, Paul?
Terrific in yourself, John.
I'm doing well. It was a nice rain, wasn't it?
It was a gorgeous rain.
Yeah, but all the old farmers, they always used to tell me about the nice rain. You know, it didn't pound up the ground, and I was enjoying it.
Yeah, and it my comes question, down at...
My question what, to you what, today is that, and I feel kind of stupid asking you, because I've heard you talk about it so many times, are my blue hydrangeas. They're growing well, and I did what I had heard you speak of about making them look like a Hershey's Kiss, and now I'm not sure about the sticks that are up because I don't see any growth, and I'm wondering if I should be cutting them off now.
No, just leave your hydrangea alone. It looks like dead sticks. They're later to develop than a lot of things. And right now, I mean, if you look around, oak trees have leaves half to three-quarters fully formed on it, and that should not be happening. It's because we've had the last 3 weeks, we've had 70 and 80 degree temperatures while we should be getting, you know, 40, 50, 60 degree temperatures. So everything is ahead. And I don't want you thinking that, well, this is going to be an early year. You go outside this morning, there's a big difference temperature-wise this morning than it was yesterday or the day before. We're going back into a normal spring-type cycle. So you've got to take things with a grain of salt. You've got to, if you want to take a chance, but don't plant the whole garden. I mean, it may be really nice. Who knows? But if you live in the Northeast, or no matter where you live, this climate this year is bouncing all over the place, and you could end up losing things. So be very, very careful of what you do at this point, and you'll be okay. But don't say, today I'm going out and I'm going to plant all my tomatoes, all my peppers, cucumbers, squashes. These are summer plants, and they won't die if you have 40-degree temperatures, but what happens is the plants get set back, and like tomatoes will turn purple. And they will eventually turn back green, but you send them back 2 weeks, so you put them in 2 weeks early, they start to grow, they get set back 2 weeks, and now you haven't gained anything. So, you know, look at the calendar, look at your watch, and say, hey, I'm going to hold off until the time is right. Plant your cold weather crops, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, peas, spinach, stuff like that. They will tolerate cold weather. They'll even tolerate a light frost. And flowers, you know, pansies, Johnny Jump-Ups, violas, snapdragons. Snapdragons will take cold weather. Alyssum will take cold weather. But marigolds, you put marigolds out now, they're going to turn purple. You put zinnias out and then it gets cold, they're gone. So take your time with starting a lot of these things, and you'll be in a lot better shape. Now, remember last year we had a problem with the tomatoes, right? And they got that blight. It hit the potatoes and then hit the tomatoes. If you planted potatoes last year, first thing, if you saved any of those potatoes and you replant them in your garden, you're going to have the same disease problem in your garden, and it's going to jump from your potatoes to your tomatoes. So do not use potatoes that you saved from last year. The other thing is don't plant them in the same place, because the disease lives in tissue. And if you had some potatoes that were, let's say, the size of your thumb, you're not going to harvest that. You just leave them in the ground, figuring they're going to rot. If they survive the winter and they sprout and you've planted potatoes in that area, you're not going to know that those are last year's potatoes. They come into your newly planted disease-free patch. They spread the disease to it, and you lose all your potatoes again. So plant them in a different area of your garden. That way, if you see volunteers come up, then you can dig them and get them the heck out of your garden. Don't put them in your compost. Dig them up, dig a big hole, and bury them. When you plant your potatoes and tomatoes, go to your local garden center and ask them for something called Actinovate. Actinovate. It's made by Natural Industries. Actinovate. It's a bacteria that you use in the ground when you're planting, and it will eliminate the late blight. Okay?